President Donald Trump's trip to Asia and the latest round of Brexit talks are some of this week's international events we're previewing with the BBC's Dave McGuire. But we begin by discussing a big climate change summit.
So it's the COP23 summit that's being held in Bonn, Germany, and it's about getting down to the brass tacks about how do we implement the Paris Climate Accords that are intended to keep global temperature rises below 3 degrees Fahrenheit. So how do we measure what the temperature actually is? What's the agreed standard for where to measure and when? How do we measure the greenhouse gases that are being emitted by each of these countries? How do we meet these goals? What's interesting to me is the meeting is being held in Germany, but it's being chaired by Fiji. Fiji is 700 islands in the Pacific, and they're on the front line of climate change. So they're a really interesting choice to lead this discussion. We spoke here at the BBC earlier with a correspondent for NZTV. She's in Fiji. Her name is Barbara Drever, and she's at a village that had recently been relocated because of climate change.
The old village, which is along the coast, is like a ghost town. It's very deserted. And while the people are pleased to have moved because the seawater just kept sweeping through their homes and it became quite an unsafe situation, they are also in turmoil about it because they've had to leave behind the graves of their loved ones, their ancestors. They don't just see it as a conference. For them, it's about protecting their way of life.
That's Barbara Drever. She's a Pacific Asia correspondent for NZTV, speaking to the BBC earlier.
Now, Dave, you mentioned the Paris Agreement. We know the U.S. pulled out of that agreement. So what kind of representation will the U.S. have?
Well, Christina, the U.S. is going to be there. The U.S. is still part of the Paris Agreement until it's fully withdrawn in 2020. So there were some rumors going around that Scott Pruitt, the head of the EPA, who's probably one of the most skeptical climate skeptics you can find, was going to be there. But he's actually not. The U.S. is sending the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs to the meeting. But there are U.S. states that are sending their own representatives to be at the discussion and talk about how California wants to keep its agreement in the Paris Climate Accords going. Later in the week, you'll have the President of France and the German Chancellor who will be arriving to lend political support to whatever agreement comes out of this COP23 meeting.
So let's move on to another round of talks, this one focusing on Brexit. There's some talks scheduled for Thursday. Why is this worth watching?
Well, it's worth watching because in international news, Christina, there's stories that are slow and predictable. There are stories that are fast and unpredictable. This is a slow story that is also unpredictable. We know that the UK is going to be leaving the European Union in March of 2019, and that's pretty much all we know for certain. The EU and UK keep having these rounds of discussions, and there's a lot of talk about, you know, these are the three things that need to be sorted out in this round, and it's the same three things each round. So I put it to the BBC's Rob Watson, who knows Brexit inside and out. Is anything actually being done at these talks?
Well, look, both the UK and the EU say progress has been made, but I think it's fair to say this is certainly not proving to be the walk in the park the Leave campaign had said. They had promised that getting a deal with the EU was going to be the easiest bit about Brexit, as the European countries sell more stuff to the UK than we sell to them. I mean, in the end, that logic, namely that business should trump politics, it might work. I mean, on the other hand, it might not. And those Brexiteers might well be proved wrong. Certainly so far, what was supposed to be the easy bit of the negotiation, the rights of EU nationals living in the UK, any money the UK might owe, and the border between Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic, have proved anything but easy. So watch this space.
That's the BBC's Rob Watson.
And President Trump is on an extensive trip to Asia this week. What should we be watching for?
There's so many things. Will he be able to get the Chinese President Xi Jinping on side when it comes to dealing with North Korea? Later in the week, the president is going to Vietnam for a meeting of APEC countries, and President Putin is going to be there. Will President Trump and Putin sit down in a bilateral discussion on the side? A lot of people are watching for that. And then next weekend, President Trump will arrive in the Philippines. The Philippines president, Rodrigo Duterte, who human rights campaigners are adamant is committing vast atrocities in his war on drugs. President Duterte is not known for being politically correct. He likes to speak his mind. And if President Trump and Duterte have a joint press conference, that's definitely one to set your DVR for.
And that's the BBC's Dave McGuire.